Audio.
Welcome to the 80s Flophouse Podcast. My name is Richie. All my besties are here. Ryan, Billy, Tony, Ty, Jimmy. We're missing Dustin tonight, but we'll have him back soon. So we're talking about the 80s, and even more cool, we're talking about summer in the 80s. So are you guys ready to kick this off?
Yeah.
Let's do this. Ready.
Oh, nice. Yeah. First, I'm going to thank our listeners. And listeners, since you're here, you should definitely subscribe to our podcast. That would be great. Helps us grow. So, Ty, how was your week?
It was good. Hey, by the way, speaking of this week, wanted to bring three cool things up. So Super Bowl, right? Three times, at least three times in the Super Bowl, they played an 80s song in the commercials.
Yeah.
First one was,
totally.
Well, one wasn't the song, but at the end where Kelsey gets up there and he goes, we got to fight for our right to party. When they're up there with the trophy, that was pretty awesome. Nice. The Turbo,
yeah. That was cool.
Yeah,
the TurboTax ad had men without hats. You could dance when you want to, when you be your friend of mine. And then the Bud Light ad, where they're dancing to the ringtone or the on hold music, was 80s. It was an opus from the 80s as well, which I thought, and I think there are more. That's all I could write down, but that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's cool. Crazy.
Yeah. It's just, I think we are single-handedly, okay, no, not single, but all seven hands bringing 80s back with a vengeance.
Yes.
I think it's us, guys. I think we're doing it.
That's it. Yeah,
we're bringing sexy really back.
If Kelsey just would have said, I'm telling you, Ron, cool. The 80s flop house, say 80s flop house. I mean, you just said that on stage.
It's coming.
Yeah, so I'm in Texas right now, and it's just a funny little thing. But instead of, so normally I pick out a nice car, like sports car or maybe just a sedan, but all they had were trucks here in Texas. So I'm like a big truck with the Texas license plate. I'm glad I did, though. I feel pretty manly.
Does it have the horns on the front, Ryan?
Oh, no, they didn't have the horns. Oh. Yeah, I asked for that, but they didn't.
Gun rack in the back?
Yeah, gun rack.
Right. Do they have a Rivian? Truck. Like, those Rivians are sweet.
No, you electric don't. Electric ones? You don't drive a Rivian
no?
here.
Rich.
Rich, come on.
Wrong state.
You're shot up in here.
That's my state.
Yeah.
Ryan's renting a truck, and he went and got a bumper sticker that says, "Don't mess with Texas."
I'm just so into it right now.
I love it.
Can I rent a gun rack?
Do you guys have any of those glue-on horns for the front?
The big steer horns for the front?
Ryan, you blew
the red rider hanging up on the gun rack.
Should have had a cowboy hat on when you got on the call tonight.
I know. Dang it. So much I could have done. Next time.
Right on.
Probably got a little rhinestone suit, too.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
With his pink Wranglers.
Oh, yeah.
Ty, go ahead.
If you guys ever have to travel to Albuquerque, when you get an Uber at the airport, because I've done it like five times, you get picked up in a truck every time. And I don't mean like a four-door truck. I mean like an extra cab truck, and you got to open the half door and up in the back, kind of breathing on his neck while you're driving. It's pretty interesting.
Like a Bill Dooley?
Oh, like, funny.
Like the extra cab, you know, like the where you have to, kind of slide in sideways, you're leaning on the
back. Yeah.
I'm breathing on the guy's neck.
I don't know. I've totally been there, but this is funny. I was in North Carolina this past summer, and me and we were at this youth trip with some kids, and I was one of the chaperones, and I had a adult trip leader. So anyway, we went to pick up this kid at the airport, and I think it's Outer Banks, North Carolina, near Outer Banks. But anyway, the Uber we called it's a truck with an extra cab truck. And him and his wife are dry in the front seat on the bench seat. And we all get in the
the extra cabin, and like they're smoking, and it's like what is going on? We all had to crunch into this back extra cab. It's like, oh, this is an interesting Uber ride.
Like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, where he tells his wife to get out there and help him with her luggage. They're like, no. And she goes, no, she looks scrawny, but she's strong.
That's a classic. Love that movie.
Nice. Everybody have a good Valentine's Day. I wanted to mention that I had a really romantic Valentine's Day. I got my wife a card. And she got me a Butterfinger.
That's amazing.
That was it. We love each other. We know each other.
That's so cool. I didn't even think you can get a card. You can buy cards still.
You actually have to walk inside and then walk down an aisleway. It's ridiculous.
I thought that was something from the 80s. Like you go and pick out a card.
They have them where the magazines used to be.
Oh, that makes sense.
I was in Walmart, and they actually had a magazine rack.
Really?
A couple days ago, yeah. I couldn't believe it. I actually pointed it out to my sister. Well, yeah, I don't see these anymore.
Ew, books! Oh!
What's that? It's right next to the cigarette machine.
God, you remember those? You pull the little knob on it.
Can I tell you something? I listened to last week's podcast this week, and I went to the store, and I'm like, it sounds like most of us have never been to a store. We're like, where's cereal? Is that gone away? There's a whole aisle dedicated to cereal. Bologna? What's that? I don't think they have that anymore. I walk by the deli thing. I'm like, there's tons of bologna, dude. Have you not go to the grocery store?
Okay, I thought you were adding Ty, and now you're adding me now, aren't you? I said the bologna and Ty was the cereal, but yeah. That's a Twitter reference, by the way, adding.
Yeah.
There's lots of frozen dinners out there.
Yeah.
Are they? You checked? I haven't looked at. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Banquet frozen chicken. Oh, man, we're talking about food. Sorry.
Not off topic. Thank you, Jimmy.
Not bad. We're talking about summertime. I'm going to throw it to you, Ryan, and you can lead us through our discussion and take it away.
Okay. This is exciting podcast for me. I started getting the summer vibe way too soon because it's still winter. Yeah, I was just thinking of all the craziness, like the last day of school, like all the things that were going on, especially our senior years. Like we were anticipating graduation. We were anticipating senior trips. We were anticipating being done with school, you know, our big dreams of going off to college or, you know, leaving home. But, you know, so these kind of things were vibing in the high school at that time. We were just so jazzed. But what are some of the senior pranks or senior traditions, or even last day of school? It doesn't even have to be senior. Some of those traditions that we did at the end of the school year. What are some of those that you guys remember?
I remember that the high school in California near us would paint the bridge that was between Arizona and California. And I think we talked about it on another episode.
Oh, yeah.
But we went there and tried to paint it, and I got left behind.
Well, Jimmy, there's a car coming. Me and Ryan jumped in. You're a little behind. We told you to jump in the bush. We'll come back and
get that bum leg going. Come on, hurry up. He's got cerebral palsy. Just leave him.
That was definitely terrifying, but it's funny because that was like, at our age, that was like our Vietnam. we go down there so frightened to put a little paint, because if you got caught, you know you were thrown down. So,
yeah, and plus that was needles turf, man.
Yeah, you
know, yeah.
We were outnumbered.
But I think we're deprived in that way. Like we didn't have anything to paint. Like you look at all these high schools; they either have a mountain to paint or a rock to paint. We never had anything like that. So, it only makes sense we had to go to needles and paint the bridge.
And the bad thing was, though, when we were going back and we couldn't find Jim.
Jimmy, where are you?
It was like Vietnam because I was on my stomach, like trying to just blend in.
You see a hand come out of a bush. I'm over here.
I'm trying to be a baby seal.
We found you though.
Yeah, we did.
Well, I know we had. It's just I just remember like craziness with water balloons, and I remember Tony, you and I. We have a story. Go ahead and tell it.
So, the last day of school was always, you know, it's like almost there's nothing anybody could say or do that could make you like shake you. You were already 1 foot out the door, and we, you know, I don't know if every school year had this same tradition or if it was just us that did it, but we brought water guns and we would squirt each other. And there was a full on, there was water fights, you know, out by D wing. And it was a lot of fun. And of course, you know, we could never just let fun be. So, we decided to load up Ryan's Mustang with, water balloons, and we would carry the party on down the road. And, I forgot about how physics works. So if you're going in a certain direction this way and a school bus is coming this way full of kids and a school bus driver and you throw that balloon, it's going to be going twice as fast. And Ryan and I Ryan was driving and I was laying out the window and we were throwing water balloons, having a great old time. And we thought it would be a great idea to throw it at the school bus, and it hit the school bus, and the front windshield of the school bus shatters.
Oh,
yeah. And we're like, oh my God. And so we end up going, you know, like kind of like scared and head up to school. And next thing you know, the cops come, and I got in a lot of trouble. I got put in handcuffs and everything. And then
Tony, they took us over to the bus yard. And escorted us to the bus yard to show us what we did. And we're both oh, what? And we're like, we threw a water balloon. That was a water balloon. He was like, yeah.
It was no big deal.
What happened?
So anyways, long story short, I had to go to court. And the judge was like, you realize you could have really, you know, this could have been really devastating. And I was, you know, apologetic, of course. And I was like, it was just a water balloon. He's like, yeah, just a water balloon. And again, he thought I was being a smartass and I was being sincere.
Yeah.
So he sentenced me to 72 hours of community service. So I show up in the morning and there's like, these guys are the dregs of like, it looked like it was like the chain gang and me, you know? And I'm like, oh God. So they bus us out to Havasu. And my job was to clean out all the kennels after they euthanized the dogs. So it was just trauma. It was traumatic. You know, I mean, here I am. I'm like, geez, I just threw a balloon. So we got back that day. And luckily the guy that was overseeing all of us went and talked to the judge and was like, this kid doesn't belong here. And the judge was kind. And he's like, did you learn your lesson? I'm like, yes, yes. I'll never throw another water balloon again. He's like, all right, you're good. And I got off of that. But
dang. It was so much easier. All I had to pay was $170 and that was fine.
I know. How come I had to go do that dastardly deed?
Oh, I think I was 18 and you were 17 or something.
Okay. And you were like, I think I'm the one that threw the balloon probably.
Tony was the only one that was wet.
Yeah. The whole front of my shirt's wet.
Ryan, did they put you in county?
I was driving, but I know I threw, at the same time Tony threw the balloon, I tossed one over the roof of the car. So we don't know who did it, but we threw him under the bus, but no pun intended.
Literally.
We did a Scared Straight episode with Ryan and he's holding on to some guy's belt loop. And then he got traded for a pack of cigarettes.
He's doing the elephant walk.
Okay. All right.
That was scary.
That was craziness. Yeah. So kids, don't try this at home. And learn your physics in high school. Pay attention.
Yes. Definitely.
No. Not until college. I don't know what happened. Did they even offer it at Mojave?
Maybe they should have, and we wouldn't have gotten in trouble, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Mojave's fault.
Yeah. We do that quick you know, that quick calculation in our head, and then we wouldn't have done it. But,
correct. Yeah.
So, after Billy, that, you have a little story, don't you? Oh, go ahead, Ty.
I was just going to say, after that last day of school is when we went to into perpetual swimwear mode, and you wore the same swimwear until you went back to school.
Yeah, for sure. Guilty as charged, especially Rich.
Rich, you wore me to school.
We need to find a picture of Rich's Dick Van Dyke swim trunks from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Oh, my gosh.
You guys are partial to blame on that. Come on, you could have told me.
Oh, no, we loved
them. Could have pitched in and bought me a new pair of swim trunks.
I just have a memory of Richie in those swim shorts. And then, you know, I don't know why these two coincide, these memories coincide together, but Rich used to always sleep, I don't know if he still does this, with his leg crossed on his back. He crossed his leg when he slept. And
one over the other? On
one
his
over
back.
The other. Like he was just sitting in a lounge chair. Like,
and his tongue would always back. Stick out.
And his tongue would stick
out. Tony does the same thing on the toilet.
Well, yeah, that's right. That's a toilet maneuver.
My new one's backwards, though, so I can rest my head on the actual thing. You know, they should put little armrests, like, you know, the tables that you get a massage on. They should put like armrest on the side of the tank and little knee things so you can lay forward on the tank and just lay your head down. And oh my
God. You got a good point, both Tony.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the way we're supposed to be doing it. And yeah, whatever
I agree, man.
It's like walking in an elevator. Why turn around? Just stand there as you walk in, and as it opens, you turn around and then leave.
Yeah. They definitely need like toilet seats that are cushioned. They got to bring those back like from the 80s because, man, my legs fall asleep on that toilet, and then I get up and I almost trip over because like there's no blood in my feet. And maybe that has to do with me sitting on the toilet too long. But anyway.
Summertime toilet stories.
Episode 9. Yeah, talking about going to the bathroom once again. Okay,
we're not going down that road. I've just had the. We did it. We should have a little poop emoji every time that pops up.
We're 9-0, baby. We're on a roll.
There we go. But Rich, inquiring minds want to know. Do you now sleep with your leg crossed? Is that something that Elizabeth sees? Sorry,
no,
if I mentioned
I do not.
Name.
However, I've caught both my kids sleeping that way, so I know that.
Oh,
it's genetic. It's genetic.
Wow, so, that's cool. Wow.
That is crazy. Send a picture to us, please.
I totally
the next
will.
Time they do. Oh my gosh, that's a Richie move right there. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree. All right, Billy. You have a little escapade that happened here senior year, right?
Yeah, and it was in the last week of school. And I think it was like the second to the last day. And you guys all know Ray. Ray's a big individual. He's one of our bigger guys in high school. And he could run, and he's very athletic for his size. And I decided, you know, I just, like I always do think of something stupid to do. Like Rich was talking about earlier, throwing darts sometimes. You'll hear about that later. But anyways, we go into Ms. Bowen's class, last class of the day, too. And there's an umbrella sitting right by our desk. And one of the little ones that has the button on it, like kind of like that, where you just hit the button. So I grab it, and I go and sit down, and Ray sits down. I had this great idea. I said, hey, Ray. And Ray turns around, and I hit the button. Smacks him right in the forehead. And I'm getting ready to start laughing. I'm just like, I'm like all cheery laughing, getting ready to laugh. And then he turns around and I'm like, oh my God. And you guys clown on me about WWF back in the day when I used to watch that. I went from the nice Ray to the Ultimate Warrior. And I just got up and he was coming after me. And I'm running by every desk and I'm just throwing it behind me to try and slow him down. And I could hear that. I'm not even looking backwards. I was that scared. And every time I just hear those desks flying and people are starting to yell in there and just going crazy. And I'm still throwing those desks and you hear the desks flying and Ray pushing them out of the way. And then here comes Ms. Ballin coming into class. What in the world are you guys doing? What are you doing? And I'm still running. And I finally get to a corner and I turn around and Ray kind of slows down and she gets in between us. And I'm just like, oh my God, he's going to kill me. he still had those looks in his eyes, like, you know, the ultimate warrior. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm done. Well, anyways, she breaks it up. Billy, get to the office right now. Right when he gets down the hallway, then you go. So I'm sitting in the office, and here comes Mr. Griffith. And you remember him, he's a big old man. Yeah. Billy, get in here and sit down. Here comes Ray. Ray, get in here and sit down. And we're sitting across from each other. I'm just staring at Ray, and he's just, he's still, man, he's got that look in his eye like he just wants to kill me. And Mr. Griffith's like, so what happened? And I'm like, I'm taking everything. I told him exactly. I took this umbrella. I opened it up on his forehead, and I said, that's when it started. And so I'm saying it's all my fault. And Mr. Griffith just looks at me. He's like, are you serious? He goes, how many days we got left until you guys are gone? And I was like, two? And he goes, are you guys going to make any more? Are you guys going to get in any more trouble again the rest of this year? And I'm like, no, I'm good. And Ray wouldn't say a word. He's just sitting there staring at me. I'm like, I just want to sit in the office all day. So he made us go back to class. And we made up. We were friends by the time class was over and everything. But he had this big red dot on his forehead. He was so mad, man. I really did. I thought he was going to kill me.
Billy,
nice. Ray should have, he should have went to the nurse. And then he should have called allinjurycenters.com, serving Southern California with locations in Orange, San Diego, and San Bernardino County. If you've been in an accident and you need a good attorney or a physician for consultation, please contact All Injury Centers on the web, or you can reach them Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yeah.
If only, right? Injury Centers.
If only he knew. Oh, but, you know, that is so Billy.
Totally.
Billy does little stunts like that, gets people all running and chasing him around. Oh man, I've chased Billy so many times doing something, sitting at the Billy lake, at the river, pulls your chair back, rushes off.
Yeah,
that's Billy.
Billy likes to tug on the lion's tail.
He does. Yeah, and then he just laughs and runs away. Oh my gosh, so funny.
So you know something that we all like have songs in the summertime that just bring us back. And one song for me is, Rod Stewart. Some guys have all the luck. Is that even the name of it? I don't know. I know that's the chorus, but
I'm pretty sure it is.
That song just rang so hard in the summertime for me. I just have all the senses just come flowing back, but I love that song. Do you guys have songs that just like stick out, and that's really just, you know, bring it all back?
Yeah, it was a song about Valley Girl. I can't think of that. Who sings it?
What was it? Valley Girl.
I'll walk the world and melt. I'll melt with you.
Oh yeah.
Psychedelic first.
Yeah, that's right. I believe so.
Yeah.
I'll stop the world and melt with you or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
I'll
stop
the world and melt.
That comes on the radio, and I just automatically think of the summers in the 80s.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think English Beat and Yaz. I know that Jody used to play it all the time at the beach.
Oh, gosh.
And that totally reminds me of summer. So.
Yeah.
There was another song that Jody used to play all the time, and it was from where is my tenderness? Where is it?
General Public.
General Public. That was it.
Yeah.
I just remember. I remember that, man.
And Tony, don't sing so good because we'll get cited for copyright. So just when you sing, don't sound so much like the artist.
Stop it.
That's awesome. Yeah. And when you sang that song, it reminded me of Cheese Quesadillas from their house.
Yeah, like, remember that? Summertime cheese quesadillas. They used to make the best quesadillas.
They were so good. I could never duplicate them. I don't know what they did in there.
I bet their parents got pissed, though, because all of us guys would be there, and we would probably go through like two blocks of cheese and two packs of tortillas, and they put like salt and salsa on them. And I'm like, I used to remember telling my mom, can't you make them like that?
Oh, my God, Ty.
Didn't she like fry them first and then like put like fry the tortillas and then put the cheese on and bake them? Oh, I mean, they were just so dang good. It was like a restaurant.
And what was like a restaurant is we never had to make them. Like Brandy and Jody and Linda, they would just like pump them out. And we're like sitting at the counter like,
Look in the river.
And the dad would come home and like, bunch of freeloaders. Why don't you guys do some work around here?
Take out the trash.
And then we're going to go back to Tony because we had to do something with Tony. But that brings me right back to wash the cars.
Well,
we'll see you guys tomorrow morning. We need to install a brick wall in the front. We'll see you here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah. I remember that.
We were totally paid labor. And popcorn and soda was the currency. We would work our ass off to take and then we'd get a bowl of popcorn.
Hey, Ty, did you ever get told this? I one time had to rake all the pine needles out of the gravel.
Oh, and one time I had to fertilize the lawn, and I just did it too much. Like, I did too much fertilizer in one second. He got so mad at me. He was like, I've never fertilized a lawn before. And I just spun the thing around. Man.
I think I had to rake
the rocks. Back to washing the car.
I think I had to rake the rocks out of the sand, which is impossible.
Yeah. Well, I think he's coming up with stuff. But he had this regimen on how to wash a car, and I just remember it to the day, you know, how to wash a car and what not to do. That's probably what I remember most. But then I remember we all had to wash cars, and Jimmy, for some reason, got stuck with Shitani the dog. So Jimmy sure was washing the dog.
Shitani, the Rhodesian Ridgeback,
had
the biggest set of nards on it I've ever seen.
Amazing. It was very, I mean, not that I was envious, but it just... I was just like, wow, I was impressed. It wasn't envy.
They had some weight to them. I mean, I went up and inspected them. I scrubbed them down. Those things are spit polished.
Ryan, you know you can get those ones for the back of your truck. You're written there in Texas and just kind of dangle them off the back of the
coal poles.
So disgusting. Why would you hang those from your truck?
Well, the reason I got stuck with the dog is because the one time when we washed cars, I didn't know how to wash a car. I didn't have a car, and my parents didn't care. I was just taking a dry rag and just wiping the dust off of it. And he had a brand new paint job on this car. It was a dry rag and just wiping dust. And you stood to the side, you could just see where I had scratched the paint.
Oh, it's so bad. That is the worst. That Bill does not tolerate that kind of stuff.
No. Oh, man. I remember Jody used to be like, where are you? Because as soon as I seen her dad pull up, she'd be like, where are you going? I'm like, I got to go.
Line them up. He'd line the cars up. Oh, my God.
He's going to make his clock in. If Bill pulled up, it's like he's making the clock in to go to work if he caught you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Come on out here.
Actually, it's kind of genius, though. I mean, you think about it. If you have a teenage daughter.
Wipe off all my sockets in my tool drawer.
So many chores.
As an adult, now, looking back, I think it all makes sense. I do the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, I saw him at the 20-year reunion. We went over to her house to swim at their dock, and I saw him. And I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to have to wash a car. I'm like 30. I was all nervous. Oh, Mr. Strong.
Oh, my gosh. And the girls, did Brandy have a matching car that, like, Jody, did they have the same kind of model? And those were massive cars. I forgot, what were they?
The Buicks, dude.
The Buicks. Oh, yeah, Buicks, yeah.
No, Linda had a white one. Linda had a white one. Jody had the tan one, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, like yellow, cream. Yellow color.
Yeah, canary.
Yeah.
We weren't allowed to eat in it. Remember, Rich? King and Jody make us hold it. Jody make us sit in the back with just the bags. No eating in my car. Then we'd get to wherever they're going, and Ryan and Jody would go in, and we'd just sit in the back and eat.
Oh, my gosh. Crazy.
A lot of summer times there. A lot of summer times.
Yeah. Oh, so many. That's kind of, that just reminds me of summer so hard. But, yeah. Well, Tony, we were talking about music, and that's we kind of got off on a different segue. But what Did you have a little game for us? Did you have something?
I was just going to do a kind of a finish the lyric game for our summer, and basically going to take summer songs. The first one I'm going to start with, this one I think you guys will be able to get if I say just one word, because they played this song nonstop on our senior trip.
Okay.
At every club we went to.
I think I know already.
Okay, you ready? You're going to have to finish the lyric. Janet.
Jackson.
Miss Jackson, if you're
nasty.
There you go.
Nasty.
That's right.
I thought you were just telling me the name of the artist.
No. Come on, Ryan.
Jackson.
Let's try it again. Ready? Janet.
Miss Jackson,
if you're nasty. There you go. All right, you guys got it.
That rings hard, man. Just that. Yeah, every club.
Every club in there.
That was crazy. That was the last year Hawaii's drinking age was 18. So we could get into, you know, all the clubs that now, you know, that were 21 after that.
So not we
that,
ruined
that
it.
Was a good
yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yes, we did
class 86.
Yeah. That last group that came to hit Waikiki Beach, they blew it for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they were like from Cowhead or somewhere, but anyway, they ruined it for everybody.
Throwing up, non-tipping.
Non-tipping. Moped riding.
Surfboard not right, watching the wave coming behind them.
What?
Go ahead, Tony. You guys ready?
Yeah, we're ready. Yep.
I got my first reel.
Six string.
There you go.
That's for five and
Brian Adams.
That's right. All right. Yeah. You guys got it.
Yeah. Oh, I love that song.
Yeah. I love every song.
Ready? And they think how to do this one. All right.
I don't love every song, Billy. I love a lot of songs.
Every
breath you take.
Step you
yeah.
Take.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you guys. See, you guys, saying? This is too easy for you guys.
Yeah. You guys go to the deep cuts for Richie.
Oh, man. Standing on the beach with a gun in my hand, staring at the sea, staring at the sand.
Uh-huh. Staring down the barrel of a gun.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I got it. Mumble.
That's the cure, baby.
The cure. I went hard
on that one, too.
I love the cure.
The one that always remind me of Jimmy is, I was working as a...
Waitress. Blood.
In a hotel bar.
Yeah, that's right.
Cocktail bar.
Yeah.
All right. That reminds me. I just go. But we were at a cocktail bar once. All of us. Imagine that. But we were there, and I remember this waitress asked us. She came over and asked us to take the cork off. She was having a hard time with this wine. And none of us have ever taken a cork off of the bottle once. But we're all confident.
I was like, why don't you get the good ones with the screw top, ma'am? Yeah.
But we all act like we know what we're doing. And we're like, ah, give me that thing. And then we just break the cork off in them. I'm so sorry.
You're just jam it all the way down in and give it to them. They'll never know.
So
it's coming down anyways.
Yeah, sorry, just a memory that had to do with the hotel bar.
No, hey, Tony, I got one. Okay, you guys ready? Right. I got nobody on the road.
Yeah,
right. Nobody on the
beach.
Don Henley. You go.
Let's feel it in the ass.
Boys of Summer.
That's Boys of Summer.
That's Boys of Summer. That's a good one.
I love that song. That's a good one. I love that song.
It's just, you know, I was just thinking, you know, we think alike.
Oh, that's good. Do you have any more, Tony, or do you?
That's all I got for you guys tonight.
Hey, that's all right. There's a lot more. We can fit them in every once in a while, though.
We got more games.
Yeah, let's talk about graduation. Let's talk a little bit of graduation. So, I want to start off with graduation gifts. Like, what did we get for graduation? Like, what? Do you guys remember some of the gifts you got? Because I know you're anticipating Hawaii. So did you have anything, a lot of you, or did you get anything for or California for Richie and Billy?
Disney got a car and cigarettes.
You guys got gifts?
Wow.
Smoke out, Johnny.
So tough, Rich.
Sally was progressive.
Yeah, she was. Like a cigarette. You're old enough, boy.
Were they Marlboro hard packs, the red pack?
Marlboro Reds.
Yeah. Smoke them if you got them.
I was going to say Lucky Strike.
Did you tell Sally, Mom, I don't smoke? Cause
yeah, by the way, not a smoker.
They're going to start now.
Don't touch my lighter.
Yeah.
Well, I remember, so basically our senior trip, that was a gift, you know, that was costly going to Hawaii. And then I got to go to Turkey too. And, see my dad who worked there. There's much more to this Turkey than, but I have to go into this Turkey story, and Tony knows, cause he was there. So it's interesting because I'll go into it. But anyway, when I was in junior high, we had a social studies class, and that's the key words, social studies, with Mr. Munson.
Yes.
And that we all had assignments, and we were able to pick like different topics for our papers. And I just remember seeing, you know, all these things on the board, and the one that stood out to me was Turkey. I wanted to do a report on Turkey. Now, just the backstory is Mr. Rich, who is our amazing science teacher. We were talking about birds and the topic of birds. So I was just so on fire with ducks and birds and fowl and hunting and all that stuff. It was so fun.
He took us on a cool field trip too to the marsh to see all the birds.
Topok, yeah.
Yeah.
He was amazing. So then go back to that. So now you understand my frame of mind a little bit, but. So I go into social studies class, and I see the turkey on the board, and I said, "Oh, it was called the modern turkey." I'm like, "Yes!" So I grabbed that topic so quickly, and I wrote this elaborate paper on the modern turkey, and I had the cover all done up on the turkey, and I drew it all, and. I came in, went back into class and turned it in. And I'm looking as everyone's turning their papers in different countries. And I'm like, what the heck? Way off. Anyway, yeah. I a few days later, I was so excited to get the paper back. He gave me an A, Mr. Munson. He said, but just so you know, it was on the country, not the bird. And I wrote this elaborate paper on the modern turkey.
It's as bad as if somebody said, it's dress up day tomorrow and you wear your cowboy outfit.
That is me. That's just me. It's tunnel vision. When I hear something, I'm just, my imagination goes nuts. And I just tune everything else out, all the noise.
Speaking of imagination, yeah. I'm trying to imagine what you said that's different between the turkey and the modern turkey.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what is the modern
turkey? Thinking the same thing, Ty. Read that.
Yeah, it had to do with, you know, how they've evolved into like sharper beaks.
By any chance?
Yes, I have it at home. Yes.
Can you read it to framed.
Yeah, I will. I'll share it with you guys.
Thank you.
Show you the picture.
If the Smithsonian will let us have it.
Yeah. So the epilogue to that now is that I did go to Turkey when I was with my dad, because my dad lived there, but I knew nothing about it. If I had only written on the correct topic, then I would have had some background.
And there were no turkeys there, were there? And Ryan's like, what's going on here?
So this is the modern.
Where did they get this name from?
Like, I got an A on this paper.
Oh, yeah. Crazy, crazy story. That's right. Oh, anyway, that's just me. Any other graduation gifts? I know I went off on a tangent there.
Ours, we went to Disneyland, Newport, and Catalina Island, but I think a nice little 80s version of music. Tommy Two Tone was there.
Yeah.
8675309.
Wow. Yeah, nice. You saw him in person?
You know what? It kind of really sucked for me because you're supposed to wear a jacket. And I wore like the You know how we had the nice sweater jackets in high school?
Yeah, oh yeah.
So I wore that instead of a dress-up jacket, like a suit jacket. So everybody's going in. The guy stops me and goes, you have to wear a jacket. And I said, this is all I got. He goes, well, come with me. So I go with him. I had to wear one of those Disneyland employee jackets with Mickey Mouse. Oh, wow. That is awesome. I couldn't find anybody from high school, man. I walked around that whole place by myself. So, yeah, I saw Tommy Two-Tone by myself with my Mickey Mouse dress jacket on.
But I didn't stand up all day.
I'm sure it brought you back to Toys R Us.
Every time people walked by you, did they go, M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-C?
No, they actually would ask me, hey, can you tell us where the restrooms are? Can you tell us where to go to get on this ride? No, I don't work here.
That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Ty, didn't you get some grips for your jet ski?
Yes. Really?
You can get them at Flying Ty Jet Ski Products, your source for old school stand-up jet ski products, including fuel tanks, billet fuel pickups, traction mats, and more. You can find them on the web at flyandty.com, FLY-N-TY.com.
Wow. Nice. So did you really get, or is that just a segue? Did you get grips for your
jet ski? It's so smooth, Ryan, that you would never tell.
Oh,
you
couldn't sorry. Tell. Okay.
I think you did.
Okay, that's amazing. I didn't think that was a gift that you would want, but maybe, yeah. Okay, okay. That's cool. Sorry. So, you know, let's...
Speaking of graduation... Yeah.
Go ahead, Tony.
No, speaking of graduation, I can remember, there you go. I remember a few of us dressed up, and I remember Jerry and I wore our wrestling shoes, and then didn't Jerry have a squirt gun, machine gun? And when they called his name, he like opened his gown and like started machine gunning everybody with the squirt gun. And I'm thinking nowadays, man, that would you would have got tackled to the ground. They call Jerry's name. He grabs his diploma. He turns to everybody sitting in the stands, opens his gown and starts machine gunning him with the water gun. I was like, that is so classic.
Especially the guy that kept a double barrel sawed off shotgun in his trunk all the time.
Oh, the guy that pulls that out. So a quick summertime story. So Jerry talked me into one day. He's like, hey, you know, let's go. We made these Hawaiian slings out of these broomstick handles with this rubber thing and these nails. And we would scuba dive and we would shoot stripers and then we would go cook them. And Jerry just loved to do that. So he talks me into taking my dad. My dad had this Browning Centauri. It's an over and under shotgun, and it's like worth a lot of money. And I was never allowed to touch it. And Jerry talks me into getting it. Then Jerry steals his brother's Toyota truck, who's away in the military, and loads it up with beer. And me and him go spearing fish. And then he decides that we're going to drive 100 miles an hour on the side of King Street. And we pull an emergency brake. And the next thing you know, me and him are rolling in the truck. It's like, that's so Jerry. And in my grandmother, who lived in Willow Valley where we rolled the truck, she, God bless her soul, she listened to a police radio. That was what she did for her hobby. She would watch on one TV, she'd have a baseball game, and in her ear she'd have NASCAR going, and then she'd have her police radio on, and she hears two young men just rolled a truck on King Street. I think one of them's name is, you know, the Tony Castillo, and they mentioned my name, and my grandma calls my mom, and the next thing you know, the cops. So me and Jerry are sitting there in his brother's truck that he stole. It's rolled over. There's beer spilling everywhere. There's shotgun, bullets, Hawaiian slings, fish everywhere. My knees split open, bleeding. The front things come out, and I'm thinking, oh my God, we're going to get arrested and we're going to go to jail. And luckily one of the cops knew who we were and took me and stitched me up. I still have the most worst scar because I don't think the dude know how to sew up a knee. Oh, but wow, that was a hell of a summertime story. But
oh my gosh,
that's Jerry.
Well, yeah, what's funny is it was a skinned knee is all you got from that. That's crazy. Yep. That is nuts.
As it was rolling, I was thinking to myself, so this is how it ends. I literally was thinking that as we're like, it was happening in slow motion, and I'm looking over at Jerry, and he's laughing. And I'm like, this isn't that funny.
Were you guys wearing seatbelts?
Of course not, dude.
Just throwing it out there just to see.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. That is nuts.
I mean, we used to go to do the Hawaiian sling. We get dropped off up by the docks, and we'd float all the way down to the pipe. And just, I mean, just make a day of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fun. That part of it.
And Tony, Tony, speaking of your dad and a shotgun, so this had to be 86, 87, because I think that was the year of his Forerunner. So he's out hunting with the boys. And apparently when they were getting in the truck to drive to a different spot, all of a sudden, bam, the shot goes off through the floorboard into the front tire and blows it out.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Leslie brought up a Jerry story. And I remember it, but vaguely. And I remember her being a part of it, but where he dressed up as a ninja.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys tell me that story? Because I have flashbacks of it, and I remember going to the graveyard and being scared out of my
senses. Yeah, it was down in the valley.
Yeah. Yeah.
When what was happened? He not like, dressed as a ninja?
What was happening in that?
Well, then
I think I was riding with you in. Yeah. We were out in the valley, and I think we were looking for a party or whatever. And there was a couple of us in a caravan driving, and we got stopped. And I'm pretty sure Jerry and Herb jumped out, and they ran out into like the desert to hide, probably with beer. And the cop came up to the window, and was like, "What are you guys doing?" And he said,
"Looking for ninjas.
Did you just see a couple guys dressed in black running around?" And I think it was you, Ryan, and you said, "Ninjas?" And he's like, "Yeah." And we're like, "Nope."
We're all shaking our head. Nope.
I was in the back of the truck with him, and the cop said, "Do you know who those ninjas were?" And I'm like, "I don't know who they were. They just got in, and then they just jumped out. I don't know who they were."
All points bulletin for two ninjas in the battle.
I was in the same wrestling class as Jerry. And, you know, we'd have wrestle-offs. And Coach Sawyer would always ask me, "Billy, you want to wrestle off with Jerry?" I'm like, "Are you crazy? I'm not wrestling him." God, you're not cheating. Come and maul me, man.
Do I want to put my hand in the mouth of a lion? What are you crazy?
I would have just went out there and just landed on my back. I wouldn't let him touch me then. You know, just put your hand on me, Jerry. Put your foot on me.
Sir, he's a ninja.
That is bad stuff.
Let's see. Well, I know we had we were talking about summer traditions, and you know, we mentioned that. We never got into the fun or flop, so we never kind of investigated the summer tradition. So I just wanted to talk about those a little bit. Do we have any summertime traditions that we in the 80s that we just think about like we'd always do? Or I can remember, I just popped in my head, and then I'll get to yours. But I remember we would go so long. We'd be at the river like nonstop. And I remember specifically, I don't know why, but we went to Tony's house and we got some shampoo and cream rinse, and we just went and we didn't even want to shower in the house. We just showered in the river. We were just like, we don't want to go in all summer. We want to be out here 24/7.
Hence the same I don't even pair know why of swimwear.
Yeah, it's just
no need to change.
We never change.
They're clean now.
People would come down to vacation where we lived. And we were just on a permanent vacation from the last day of school all the way till it was time to go back to football.
Oh, man.
It was just great. I mean, every day down at the river, you know, nonstop. And it's the only way to handle the heat.
Yeah, you know, that's true.
Maybe we would take a day off from the river and go over to the lake.
Yeah,
that's right,
Billy. Yeah, that was a special trip, you know, out the lake. Do you guys remember? Okay, remember this. I don't think we shared this. Do you remember that trip? You remember my dad's Cadillac Eldorado? It was like a 1972. It was like massive.
It was the kind like Boss Hog had in the Duke of Hazzard. It was so big. And we took it to the lake, and we would bottom out. And it was a nice Cadillac, but we bottom out in this Cadillac, and then we got a hole in the gas tank. So we put a hole in the gas tank. And so we had to chew. We all got some gum. We chewed the gum, and we went over there and plugged the hole with the gum. And I don't know if it worked. I mean, it kept the gas in, and we were able to get to the lake and back. But my dad, I don't know what he was thinking, but he'd let us borrow cars all the time. And with the Corvette he let us borrow, we broke the axle on that. It's like, what? Yeah, my dad, you know, man, he must have been so cool.
I kind of have a similar story. I borrowed my mom's Buick, and I hadn't done this a bunch, but I think we all jumped in it, and I drove us up to the lake and down like those sandy washes all the way to the beach.
Oh, yeah.
And had a great time, and I was having fun driving. I was kind of a new driver, and we're fishtailing it back out of the beach and got all the way home and got out of the car and looked down, and all the hubcaps are missing. I'm like, oh, shit. So I don't know who went with me, but I had to drive all the way back, and I'm trying to find where they flew off, and some were, like, up in bushes, like a few feet up in the air. But
I always thought people placed those on purpose, those hubcaps up in the air, so people would see them. I think it's just because they flew off, and that's right. Where they landed.
Yep, for sure.
That's great. You know, so now
how
I have
how many hours
more...
did you guys spend floating down the river into that was awesome.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Tie the tubes up and put the cooler in the middle.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are awesome.
What were you saying, Tony?
Oh, I could just remember I remember me and Ty they had this thing called the river boat, and it would come down the river, and all the people like from Havasu would be riding in it, and it made this huge wave. Yeah. And we'd just be waiting on the side of the beach for this thing to come down the river, and you just take off on your jet skis, and you just go flying over this, and the people in the riverboat would be like, ah, like all amused. We're like, this is just an everyday thing for us.
We're like surfers waiting for that big one to come in. And
yeah, exactly. That was fun. God, it was just a great time, the summer times there. I mean, it's almost unexplainable. You had to kind of experience. We had such options, like whether it was going over to Jody's house or whether it was down at the river, you know, floating down. It was great.
We'd just go rotate people's houses and just hang out. I remember Jenny lived across the street. and we'd hang out at her house, and we'd go, you know, to.
Didn't Karen live a little further down?
Yeah, like Jenny lived and just Kim. And
then, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All just, in the river. Yep.
That was fun, man.
And Duke.
Duke, Mike. And then you could go a little further down the other way, and you had the Golden Shores Marina. And I think that's where Thumper and those other guys lived down that way. And it was, so we had a bunch of people all along. Then if you go all the way down to the valley, Dave was there, which that was a whole experience. Yeah. If you went over to Dave's.
That was Needles practically. I mean,
And I remember in one summer, Dave talks to me. Yeah, I think Dave had, it was a 280ZX or a 280Z. And he talked me into getting his car. And I don't know what Dave put in our drink or whatever it was, but I was like on the border of hallucinating. And I'm like, Dave, what the heck? And he's doing 80 down the dike road. And for you guys that don't know, the dike road was like a dirt road that was parallel with the river. And he's doing 80, and he had this little treble, like a, you know, the balance for your speakers. And it looked like a joystick in this car. And he's yelling, wake it, wake it. And you can, and we're doing 80. I'm like, put your hands back on the wheel, Dave. It's like, oh my God.
Wake it.
Yeah.
I was just going to tell you,
Ty doing 165 down the hill and Dave doing 80 down the dike road. It's a wonder we didn't die.
No kidding. I remember Dave, they owned a cold storage.
Yeah.
And I don't know, Dave and whoever else would go into the cold storage and do the whipped cream. What would they do? They'd suck all the
aerosol.
Gas.
Aerosol.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So they go through and just, and so then, you know, they have the cold storage and they're selling all these whipped creams with no gas in them.
That was, you know, a cheap way to get there, get your thrills, I guess. But anyway, Dave and the cold storage.
Yeah. One summer, and we had left like a 12 pack in the back, and they started exploding. And I think it was Ty, and you're like, get them out of here. Just throw them out. And I'm like, no, I'll get rid of them. And I'm like, and they're like just hot. And I'm like,
they'll cool off. They'll cool off.
Just tugging them as quick as I can. And I'm trying to drink them, but they're exploding faster than I can drink them. And it...
Oh, what a sacrifice, Jimmy.
Oh, it's a team player.
Yeah, you were a player.
That a boy, Jimmy.
Jimmy, you and I doing little kid dives off off the dock is one of my favorite memories.
Classic.
Most people didn't get it, but it was really funny to us.
Oh, I could have watched that all day long. Seriously.
You guys, little kid dives were just hilarious.
Jenny, I think you had the record. Remember when we were doing the inner tube, getting in an inner tube and rolling down to the river, and none of us can make it, and Jamie, man.
Another grass hole.
I was so dizzy when I hit the river, I started swimming down. Towards the bottom of the, I didn't know which way I was. I was so dizzy.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy.
Oh, good times, guys.
I just saw this today, actually. So one of the other things we would do is you go down, and we lived on the river, so there's rivers flowing by, and we would take a piece of plywood and tie it to with a ski rope and drag behind people's docks. So you're like on a, you have your own little surfboard, you're skiing back and forth. Well, I just saw this today. They have a in-water wave pool now. So it's like floating in a lake, uses the water from the lake and forces it into a wave where you can boogie board and surf like at a lake. And it's using the lake water to generate the waves, and it's all floating. It's way cooler now than it was back in the day, where we were like Huck Finn out there with a piece of wood and a rope trying to make that fun.
Yeah, a little more advanced.
Yeah.
My gosh.
It's too funny.
Yeah. Oh, what fun summertime memories from the 80s. I think we're going to do probably several segments of this. We have so many more stories.
Oh, man.
As us being river rats. I mean, that was just who we were on the Colorado River. Stay out of that 120 degree heat in the summertime. Just lived on the river. So back in the 80s.
You just reminded me, Ryan, of the calf extractor that you would ride a bicycle, and you would have like KKT lightning pedals that would just shred the back of you're riding with flip flops, and those freaking pedals would come and just tear all the meat off the back of your calf. And it's bleeding, hot. You still got a pedal, and you're worried it's going to slip off again. Brutal.
Yeah. But Ty, that's what you get. If you had Huffies like me and Jimmy, then they're just plastic hollow pedals, and they don't hurt.
I don't want to brag, but I had a half shirt that said River Rat on it.
That is a red shirt. I don't need to brag.
I was a kid. I had a mental picture of that. Was it blue or yellow?
It was a yellow half shirt.
Yes.
It had a River Rat, and it had a rat holding an inner tube.
And that was one of your staples, like in summers. I wish I had a picture of that, Jimmy. I posted that one of you in the muscle shirt, but I wish I had the River Rat one.
I had the tank top.
There we go, Rich.
You had the tank top, Bill?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Actually, I was living in California when I got it. We would come down and we would camp at Park Mojave outside of Needles. And we would go, we'd take my dad's boat down the gorge and go to Havasu and go to the London Bridge. And there was a t-shirt shop. Remember the old t-shirt shops where you would actually pick out the patch that you wanted them to iron on? Mm-hmm. And me and my friend or whoever was with me when we vacationed down there, we'd always be both get the River Rat. Holding the inner tube, just like what Jimmy was talking about.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to brag even more, but I had the like French Legionnaires like military hat with the hat with the pieces of cloth to cover your neck.
Yeah. Tony, that was in when we were BMX racing, man.
Checkered.
I mean, so Jimmy, you were a sight because remember the bullhead salute? We all for the Nats, we'd raise our hand like this. So I could see Jimmy with this hat on and he's doing the high Hitler everywhere he goes.
Oh my god,
oh, so sweet cutoffs, man! I was looking so
crop top. You know, at our golf tournament that we're gonna have in Bullhead this summer, we're gonna all have the River Rat crop tops. There you go. Just kidding, I'm not wearing one. You won't catch me in one of those.
I am.
Okay, you go
for sure.
I bet you would.
I was just going to say, I'm starting training today.
Okay, yeah, me too. I'm going to start sit-ups tonight.
There you go. Today it starts. No cars.
You know, Billy, it's funny. That's how my parents talked me into moving down here, is that we had a vacation house here. It was a trailer in Willow Valley. When we lived in Huntington on like holiday weekends, we would come up here to the river, and I loved it as a kid, and they would bring my cousins and everything. We would just have a blast riding motorcycles and going out water skiing and everything. And so one day they come home and they're like, guess what? And I'm like, what? And they're like, we're moving to the river. And I was like, yeah. You know, I was all excited. It's like, then I went to Mojave Junior High, the minor school, and got beat up for the first 2 weeks of school.
Tony, who was that you're related to that brought that huge boat down for Memorial Day weekend?
Oh, I was probably one of my uncles that came. I had a few uncles that had boats, big boats that would come down all the time and bring them down. It was fun.
Yeah.
Well, bring everybody to pile aluminum on fishing boats. He tipped it over with his wake. And then we were all on the boat. Big old boat.
I think that was Roy, my dad's buddy, Roy. He owned a big, like a fiberglass company, and he had this big old like huge ocean boat that he'd take out in the ocean, and he brought it to the river. It's like, bro, you're gonna have to wait till the
houses.
Yeah, you're gonna have to wait till the river comes up, man. And the people at the docks were giving him dirty looks when he went by.
They did, man.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It was like an ocean liner. That was funny.
Well, hey guys, we could go on, and we will on, and that's why we have a podcast. But we're going to turn it back over to Rich, and we're going to have to say goodbye for the night. But anyway, can't wait for our next one. Rich, go ahead and take it away.
Absolutely. So shout outs for the week. We got several great comments. Excalibur on YouTube commented on our last food episode. He said, truly cringe. Thanks for the genuine reaction, but maybe keep it to yourself.
So I was going to comment on that. So you have no idea what cringe is. Listen to the rest of the podcast. If you want to hear real cringe. That's what we're all about.
We're definitely tamping it back, buddy.
Make sure to listen to the stuff on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, could not handle cringe. That kind of cringe.
Hang in there, Excalibur. Yeah. We also had Nate and Larry on Facebook leave quick shout outs on the food episode. Thanks, guys. We really do appreciate that. And then Kelly, Shayla, Chris, and Leslie all left really nice messages on Facebook again. We really do appreciate you listening. So keep the comments coming and good ideas there. And if you want to ask other questions or send us suggestions, please hit us up on any of our social media accounts. The 80s Flophouse is on pretty much every social site, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. That's it. You know, thanks for listening. Again, please subscribe, and we'll see you again in 7.
All right, guys.
All right.
Have a good one.
Thanks, everybody.
Take care.
Flophouse.